It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. The Morning Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. One of the people that Max and I follow on Twitter is Trooper Ben. Trooper Ben's a Kansas State Highway Patrolman who covers North Central Kansas. And while skimming Twitter a few minutes ago, there was Trooper Ben, the brim of his hat filling with snow, standing in the median of I-135, recording a video. His message?
And you can see that the snow has arrived here, and it's going to get worse. And it's going to continue to fall, and we need to continue to slow down and wear our seatbelts and prepare for what's arriving and what's to come.
Yeah, that's pretty good advice in all parts of the Midwest where snow is coming down over the next day or two. Some areas are getting their first major snowfall of the season. In Michigan, they're expecting anywhere from 1 to 2 inches in the south and maybe up to 9 to 14 inches in the UP. In the western parts of the corn and soybean belts, that snow is not helping farmers who are trying to get their crops in. The latest numbers from the USDA show we are up to our ears in beans. The largest soybean crop on record is being harvested. 4.6 billion bushels is the count from the USDA. Selling those beans? That's another story. Because of the Trump tariff battle with China, selling beans to China has nearly come to a halt, resulting in a growing stockpile and the lowest prices for farmers in more than a decade. The November crop report also showed corn production estimated at 14.6 billion bushels. That's the second largest crop on record. In Kansas City, Missouri, the captain of a tourist boat that sank in southwest Missouri and killed 17 people, including 9 members of an Indiana family, did not tell passengers to put on flotation devices or prepare them to abandon ship even after waves crashed on board. Those are among the charges in a federal indictment against Kenneth Scott McKee. The duck boat sank during a storm in July. In Lawrence, Kansas, a father whose toddler was fatally shot by another toddler has been sentenced to probation for leaving a loaded handgun within the children's reach. 33-year-old Chance Smith is also barred from having guns. If you're a sports fan of a certain age, you may remember the sprinting blacksmith, Walt Kowalczyk, a star halfback at Michigan State who finished third in the 1957 Heisman Trophy race, has died. He was 83. One of the sprinting blacksmith's career highlights, MVP of the 1956 Rose Bowl. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.